Mickey, another enormous performance from these lads. I know you always say you never tend to do it the easy way, and again, this was a very hard-won victory today, but a very sweet one.
Yeah, it was. We didn't start well. We started okay for the first 10 minutes or so, and then we sort of lost a grip on it a wee bit. They kicked over a few good points from distance, which hurt us, obviously. And then when it got to something like whatever, it was 7-2, it looked dangerous. We meet Kenneth and Gavin, talked to each other and said this wouldn't need to go any wider or we're in big trouble here. So we had to get something back, and I suppose the best way to get back was to get a goal. And I think we actually turned them over enough to have more on the scoreboard than two, but we didn't really complete those turnovers as good as we would like to. But then of course you're missing somebody like Sam, who is always good to finish those kind of moves, and we're missing Kieran Byrne, and then we lost Connor Grimes, and Tom Jackson's been out injured, and so we've had a lot of injuries and a lot of challenges right throughout this whole league programme. But I think that's the thing that we're most happy about, that the players have adapted, they've worked hard together as a unit, and look at, they've ground out results that maybe not many people would have expected they were able to do.
Yeah, you mentioned the players that you have lost, you've done it the hard way, but that makes it all the more meritorious what you've been able to achieve, Mickey.
Yeah, well, it's the players really that make it happen. I mean, they put in the effort and they put in the hard work and they dedicate themselves to being as best they can be. And, you know, if you work hard enough, you don't always get what you deserve, but you're giving yourself a better chance of getting that. And I suppose it was a process of, in this division, we were sort of tipped as one of the ones to go down. We had to fight that, and when we started after two games losing them, that looked like the bookies were right, but then the fact that we had to have our backs to the wall and we had to win the next three games, which we did do, and kind of maybe this is a bonus game. I think by the way the results went yesterday, we were kind of maybe safe in Division 2 for next year, but they didn't stop at that. They didn't just say that's enough for us, so they wanted a bit more, which means that we're going into the last game where there is something to play for. It may be a very long shot by all means, but at least there's something to play for. It's not a dead rubber.
Yeah. Just going back to today's match, you got yourselves back into it by half time, only 1 point behind at half time. Second half, that third quarter, you were the better team, Mickey, but there were a lot of missed opportunities. How worried were you that they were going to come back to haunt you?
Well, that's for sure. I mean, we knew we had the breeze in our back. They were down a man at that stage and we were in control, but you got to put the ball between the sticks or nothing changes. You know, so even though we had plenty of possession, we were dominating the game, they still were a point up on the scoreboard, and that was a bit concerning. But eventually, I think these boys do back themselves to make it happen, because they keep coming. They keep coming again. And I think they have this belief now that, you know, even if things aren't going the way we'd like them to and we're missing some chances, we'll still fight for it. And they did. And that was a battle to the end. They had to go. Then losing Donal, as opposed to a black card, levelled the thing up. And then it gave us a chance, I suppose, to maybe change the script by putting in a forward and bringing somebody else back. And we needed that more forward thrust. Craig Lennon and Conal McCall added a bit to that to us, and Jacob. And so we had actually more attacking options in the last 10 minutes or so, which actually gave us more of an outlet, you know.
Yeah, and you kicked on, what, 4 or 5 points without a reply. And of course, defensively, then you had to be strong. There was always a chance, maybe a Cork getting in for maybe a late equaliser. I think it was Peter Lynch twice, made two very important interceptions.
Well, that's true. I mean, Rory Dean there was threatening us. Sean Powter will threaten you through the middle. They've scored a lot of goals, Cork, all year. And we did well to hold them out. So it was good defending. It was collective defending and disciplined defending. And you needed all of that to survive there. It would have been a shame if we had conceded a goal in the last 2 or 3 minutes there, when you consider the work we put in there and I suppose the adversity we had to deal with.
Heading to Croke Park now next week with a chance of promotion, 4 successive victories. Mickey, you saw at the end of, you heard it, the loud crowd. I don't think I've ever heard a reaction to a loud victory when that final whistle went. It was an indication of how much it meant to this the loud supporters.
Yeah, it's good. We said that. I said that to Kevin there as well. I mean, that's why the players do it. They do it for their families, they do it for their clubs, they do it for the county, they do it for their community. And, you know, that gives them a great lift too, to know that winning these kind of games makes the people of Louth happy and gives them a chance to be proud again, to be from Louth. And maybe, you know, it's been too long since they've been able to identify with good results like that. And it's nobody's fault. It just happened over time. People have their cycles of success and not so successful. There's a good run on here at the minute, but, you know, it's one game at a time, and you know, we will not get carried away by anything. We're just happy with what we're building here, and it's a lot more work to be done before we can sort of claim that we're making steady progress that will last.
And before the big roar at the end, a massive appreciation for Tommy Dornan before the finish, a real workhorse in this team, and again showing his value, the point he got in the second half, and he won a crucial free as well for Kieran Downey.
Absolutely, Tommy's been really, really good since he missed a bit of the pre-season, and that's probably why early in the season we hadn't been starting him. He'd been at work things and been on holidays and stuff like that, and but he worked hard. I've never seen him in as good a shape since we come here as he is now, and he's a really experienced player, and he was invaluable there today.
And just finally, Conor Grimes, obviously with that head injury, what's the chances do you think of him being back next week?
Well, we'll leave that in the hands of the medical people. They take the best precautions that they see fit, and I think people can be, it depends on what it actually turns out to be, but they were erring on the side of caution, so maybe it won't be as serious as that, and we'd be hopeful maybe that he would be ready in 7 days.
An exciting week build up to Croke Park next week. Loads of supporters will be really looking forward to it. Division 4, Division 3, Division 2, one victory away from Division 1, Mickey.
Yes, it's good to be in that place, but wouldn't you love it with somebody else other than Dublin you had to meet to do that? From Division 2 you wouldn't expect to be a Dublin team that's the one that you'd have to play to do that, but you look at it, is what it is, and the fact that it's going to be a game that means something to both counties, well, that should make it competitive.
Well done today, Mickey.
Thank you very much.